Hey, it's episode 94 of Motherhood in Hollywood. But before we jump into our episode today, I want to tell you guys quickly about Up 4 Probiotics. If you've ever wanted to try a probiotic, Up 4 is the way to go. Up 4 has been making probiotics and only probiotics since 1979. They have a bunch of different formulas, everything from their kids' cubes to the adult and women's formula, and they're available at your local Target store as well as online. If you go to Motherhood in Hollywood, that's motherhoodinhollywood.com. Click on the Up 4 Probiotics image. That will take you to their site where you can learn all about the formulas and find out which one is right for you.
Come on, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Motherhood in Hollywood, aka the best 30 to 45 minutes of your life this week. Am I right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thanks for picking up that joke, baby. You guys, Chris Brooker is going to be joining
everybody
on the podcast today. Did you say hi before I was ready for you to say hi?
I did.
All right. I'm very excited because, as you know, if you've been a longtime listener, first-time caller of this show, you know that this is my favorite guest of all time to have on because it's me just getting to be schmoopy with Chris for the next half hour.
To everyone's enjoyment.
To everyone's amazement and wonder, like, how are they so in love? Before we get into the chat with Chris today, which we're going to be talking about a really awesome article he wrote for motherhoodinhollywood.com recently about the Marvel Universe versus the DC Universe. So we're going to be talking a little bit about comic book stuff, mostly because Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Volume 2, is coming out this next week, and we get to go to a sneak preview of it.
Yeah.
I know you're super excited.
Very pumped.
Major boner time over here.
Boing.
Boing. The wife has scored some super cool points.
Nerd
by being able to get us into see a special screening of that. So I'm excited. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Before we get into all that, I want to say, first of all, if you're just now listening to Motherhood in Hollywood, hi, welcome. How are you? Please subscribe. If you've been listening for a long time and you're like, I don't know if I want to commit to this podcast every week, do it. Hit subscribe and then leave a quick review. Let me know what you think about the show. I'd love to hear from you. And also, hey, tell a friend. And don't forget to follow me over on Instagram at Motherhood in Hollywood, as well as Facebook at Motherhood in Hollywood. And I'm also on the Twitter at Heather Brooker if you want to tweet at me. Okay. So, first of all, let's talk about the week. This has been one of the hardest weeks for me.
Exhausting.
Exhausting. In the best way possible, except for earlier in the week.
And all the exhaustion.
So this is what happened with my week. I started off the week with severe food poisoning.
It was gross.
It was really gross. I had to leave work a little early on last Sunday evening because I thought I was imploding.
You were not in a good place.
I was not in a good place. I was just praying to God, just take me home, Lord. I'm ready. It was bad. I don't know what I ate. I think it was leftover Mexican food from that place that we love so much. And it makes me sad because now I don't think we can ever go back.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
I don't think so.
Not looking good for that place.
I know. So I don't think we're going to need to go back there for a while. I'll try to rally and maybe check with me in a year. But it was a bad week. So I started off with just throwing up everywhere, being very sick. And I kept thinking, why is this happening to me this week of all weeks? Because I had booked a 2-episode arc, a little recurring part on the new TV show Get Shorty with Ray Romano and Chris O'Dowd. And of course, that's the week I got really, really sick.
Yeah, you were worried about it. You were worried about that impacting your performance and just everything.
Luckily, by Wednesday when I had to be on set, I was better. But I did the voice. That was another awesome thing I got to do. And on Tuesday, I went to a special, I guess it was a screening. We watched The Voice, but it was a special red carpet event. That's what I'm going to say for, with the coaches of The Voice. And I got to go and interview them and like hang out, and it was pretty amazing.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I need you to get more excited about my career.
I'm just, you know, I'm still in awe of the week that you've survived, to be honest with you. The fact you're mobile and verbose is incredible to me.
All right. Well, let's not start using big words on my podcast. We don't want to confuse people.
True.
I don't use
true.
Big words.
I'll dumb it down.
You dumb it down. But yeah, so then we had The Voice on Tuesday. They luckily didn't have anything really going on Monday. I just sort of recovered. But then we have The Voice on Tuesday. And then I was filming all day Wednesday and Thursday and working too at night.
Yeah.
So kind of switched my schedule up a little bit. So I'm working more, producing more.
Your day job.
My day
night
job.
Night job.
Mm-hmm. And then one of my best friends, Heather, is getting married and I was throwing her bachelorette party Friday night. So I started the week throwing up. And then end of the week, throwing up.
Yeah, almost throwing up. Yeah, pretty much. Two different circumstances, but a good bookend to the week.
Just wrecked my body.
Basically.
I am surprised I'm still standing. And somewhere in there, I went to 2 4-year-old birthday parties.
Yep.
And I managed to see my daughter a little bit, but it was really fun.
A little bit.
But thank God for you, Chris Brooker, because I would not have been able to do any of it without you this week.
Amen.
So. I appreciate
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Just saying.
Of course. It's what I'm here for.
Can I tell you, I'm still having flashbacks from Friday night's stripper show.
You have been telling me. Believe me, it's not getting old at all.
But aren't you kind of curious
nope.
to know at all what these men were like?
I saw some of the videos.
Well, okay, so I put some of the videos up on my Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and then I had second thoughts because I thought, ooh, people don't know, unless you really listen to the podcast, they don't know my humor and that wild side of me. I don't know that fully comes across on, like, Instagram and Facebook. You know, it does on Twitter. I'm really raunchy on Twitter.
It did with those videos.
It did. It did. But I'm like, I forget that people don't see that saucy side of me sometimes whenever I'm posing elegantly on some stairs at the Hollywood Roosevelt or whatever picture I'm putting up.
Basically a Magic Mike experience was what you and all
yes,
your friends had.
But without Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
It was like all of the background actors from
like
Magic
the D-list
Mike.
Of Magic Mike.
Aw, those poor guys. Chris and I talk about this a lot. Like when men go to strip clubs, you can't touch. Well, we don't talk about this a lot. Let me rephrase that. We've had this conversation before.
We've talked about it a lot this week.
Yeah. So when men go to strip clubs, you cannot touch the ladies, right?
Correct.
What, do you have to sit on your hands or just keep them to your side?
House rules. You know, probably sometimes sit on your hands, sometimes just keep them crossed in your lap or whatever.
Right. Now, I know you don't go. Let me point this out to everyone. Chris does not go regularly to the club.
I'm not a strip club guy. I don't really like them.
Not your jam.
Not my jam.
And when you go, is it because you're looking at these ladies with the boobs in your face and you're like, yeah, titties. And,
you know, it's like, yeah, titties for 5 minutes. Then after that, it's like, all right, titties.
All right. There they
you
are
know,
in.
There's not much there. I mean, it's I can't do anything with them.
But do you want to? What are you telling me right
not
now?
Really? Because right. It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
And I can attest to that, too, from a woman's perspective. So you're seeing these men, they're dancing. You're like, that dude is hot. Look at that body. My gosh. You know, I want to get up on that. And then
sure.
when you, then this is going to be the worst podcast. People are going to be like, these people are nuts. Then when you get up close to the stripper and you get up on it, it's really uncomfortable because you're like suddenly in someone else's personal space, real close to their junk. And they're like, the difference in the men, though, is they want you to touch them. They take your hands and they put them on their butt and they put them on their chest and they put them on their thighs.
Well, here it is.
And then I rub repeatedly.
Yeah. we kind of touched on this earlier today or yesterday or something, but it's like you can't touch the women, mm-hmm. right? Guys can't touch the women, but it's okay for women to touch the guys. And I think it's kind of a double standard, but it's a necessary double standard almost because those guys that were dancing in front of you weren't scared or intimidated by a bunch of ladies.
They should have been by me.
The
poor guy that gave me a lap dance, that they bought me a lap dance, I should say, he should have been a little scared.
But the ladies who are dancing in front of the guys probably might be a bit intimidated by a bunch of big, burly guys. So it's kind of a safety issue why you can't touch them.
Yeah.
I don't think you touching a stripper's chest is going to intimidate him or scare him in any way, honestly.
Not if I did it right.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Ladies are dainty flowers, and we need to be protected.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying those exact words, but yeah, you know, somewhat. It's kind of a double standard, but it's...
I see what you're saying. Some people might think you're a little sexist.
Maybe.
But I know what you mean by...
Right, right. I'm not... Yeah.
Because it would be intimidating, you
know... No ill intent by that.
If you're a naked woman, you're on top of a guy, and he's, like, pawing on you, that would be a little... But, I mean, if it's their job, you know, I don't know. I don't want to dissect the mind of a stripper. I'm in love with a stripper.
Plus, guys are animals.
Men are animals. Yeah. They are. I just don't think that men would have the self-control, necessarily, that a woman would have. Like, I feel like women would go to the
sexist.
Club. Yeah, that's true. That is sexist. I feel like women go to the strip club for the novelty of it. I feel like men go to the strip club so they can store something away in their spank bank.
Mm, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, sure.
I think women go because they want the spectacle and like the, you know, yeah, this is so fun. Oh my God, this guy's so hot, you know, and put it on Snapchat. But I think men go because they're looking at these women like, oh, she really likes me.
I got a chance.
Yeah. She made eye contact with me.
Some do. And, you know, some go for the spectacle and, you know, for the fun and novelty of it. But yeah, you're right. Some probably do go thinking, hey
I'm going to score.
Here's my chance.
This stripper.
With Roxette.
Dancer well, I just want
to
say, hey, what's up to Andre and Brian at Hollywood Men? From Heather Brooker. Gross. I mean, they're not gross. I'm gross. They were lovely. Thank you for humping my fat tummy. All right. Oh, our anniversary is coming up. Do you have any regrets?
Happy anniversary. No regrets.
So we've been married. It'll be 16 years a week from Friday.
Yep.
On May 5th.
Yep.
And we've been sort of going back and forth on what we want to do. Like, I would love to go to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Yep.
I would love it if we could go without Channing and just have some time to ourselves. I just don't know that we can get away with that right now. Like, I don't want to bug our friends too much.
Right. You know, it's tough. You know, our friends are great. And they're our family, you know, out here, you know, and we've leaned on them quite a bit in the last few months, mm-hmm. you know, for various things and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. And, you know, I don't want to have to bug them too much.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's just number 16.
And I'm not opposed to, you know, taking our 4-year-old on an anniversary trip.
She's been really good lately.
Yeah.
On like, I mean, she was great in London.
Knock on wood.
She was great in London. She's been great whenever we go out. Like, she, you know, the only time she really acts out is if she's getting a little hungry
sure.
or a little overstimulated.
Hey, who doesn't?
Yeah. Hello. She gets that from you. But I think that for the most part, she's been really great. And I would like to, I mean, we could try it. You know, we're just going to go hang out at the pool somewhere and then maybe go up in that gondola ride.
Yeah.
I think she would like that or be terrified.
A little bit of both, probably.
Same. I mean, I liked it,
just
but I was
in the middle.
Also
just stay in the middle.
Terrified.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to figure out what we want to do for our anniversary. Anybody have any suggestions where we should go? Should we go with kid, without kid? Tweet me. Let me know. But let's talk about the other big thing that's happening this week. We're
sure.
going to see Guardians
oh
of the
my God,
Galaxy
I can't
wait. Volume 2.
I can't wait.
And what is your feeling? The trailer makes it look just as fun as the first one.
You know what? I'll say one thing about Marvel movies is they know how to put together a trailer.
Yeah.
Like, just watching that trailer, it doesn't tell you anything about the movie, but you know I want to see it. The music is right. The energy is right. The dialogue's right. It's just, yeah, it's great.
Well, now, I felt that way about the Thor trailer.
No, the Thor trailer was great, too. Yeah, it's
Thor,
the same story.
Rangork?
Ragnarok. Rangork. All right, it's my wife trying to be a geek and failing. Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. I like Rangork better.
Rangork.
I like Rangork better.
Sounds like some of the noises you were making last
on
week.
On Friday or at the strip club? Rangork.
No, when you were sick.
Oh. Yeah.
Rangork. Rangork.
Okay. All right. Everyone's a comedian. All right. No, I'm totally, I am a nerd on the fringe. Like, I'm not a deep track nerd where I know every detail, but all I know is that was an awesome trailer.
Yeah, sure. It was
Thor.
Great.
everybody went nuts about that, how great it looks.
Mm-hmm. It looks really good. It looks in the same mode as Guardians of the Galaxy. A lot of fun. The color scheme is very similar.
Music was perfect. Music, I feel like, can make or break a trailer.
Yep.
That's what Ruben does. Our friend Ruben is a professional music supervisor for movie trailers.
Yep.
So it's his job, basically, to like discover new music and find appropriate sound effects and music that goes perfectly with those trailers.
Right.
I want to ask him if he had anything to do with it.
I don't think so.
You don't think
probably
he does
not.
The Thor movies?
No, probably not.
He does some pretty big movies, though, so I'll ask him. But anyway, I thought that looked really good. I thought it kind of felt a little bit like Flash. Flash Gordon. Do you remember back in the...
Yeah.
The Flash? Like, it had that sort of like epic space... sci-fi, another galaxy, alternate world.
That's kind what
of,
it is.
But also with a little cheese to it.
Sure.
It can have that kind of feel for
yep,
me.
Yep.
I loved it.
And Guardians does the same thing.
Yes.
You know, it's an outer space adventure, and we know the characters. We love the characters already, mm-hmm. and we just want to see more of them. And the movie captured the tone, or I'm sorry, the trailer captured the tone of what we hope the movie would be.
I love Dave Bautista's character. That's
yeah.
his name, right?
Drax.
Yeah. I love that he's like, you like her, or whatever he's like making fun of. Oh, crap. Every name is just falling out of my head.
Star-Lord.
Yes, thank you. Thank God you're here. God. Or this entire podcast of me be going,
that one guy.
With
that
one stuff guy. And that dude and that girl.
And then you get everything wrong.
I would get everything wrong, and then Disney would never invite me to go to their screenings ever again. They would be like, this BZ is dumb.
But we're going, and I can't wait.
I am excited.
Yep.
So, Chris Pratt, in my eyes right now, is the golden guy. He can do no wrong.
No, seriously. He's really very popular right
Why
now.
Why do you think that is? Do you think he's being just genuinely goofy? Or do you think that he's like, you think Hollywood has tapped into like hiring someone who's funny and putting them in an action role versus someone who is like a dramatic action star and then hoping their charm comes out?
With Chris Pratt, you know, I think there's a lot of charm involved.
Yeah.
I think he's likable mm-hmm. immediately on screen. Like, everything you see Chris Pratt in, you like his performance.
Mm-hmm.
Except Passengers. That was just a terrible movie.
I'm sad that I missed that. You watched it one night without me, and I had really wanted to see that. I'm not a Jennifer Lawrence fan.
It wasn't that great of a movie. But he was good in it. You know, don't get me wrong. He was good in it, and he's good
but
in everything.
It's the movie you didn't like.
It's the movie
Chris
I didn't
Pratt.
Like. Yeah. But Chris Pratt is likable, he's watchable, you know, and he's proven now that he can handle the action roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jurassic World, perfect example. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy, even better.
Yeah. What else is he doing right now? Is he doing other, are they going to start blending the Guardians of the Galaxy world?
Yeah.
So what happened, what is the next big one?
So Guardians of the Galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to make an appearance in... the Infinity War movie, the Avengers Infinity War. Okay. All the characters from the Marvel Universe are going to be in that movie.
That is
going to
be one expensive
it's
movie.
It's going to be huge, right? It's going to be. In fact, I'm anticipating, and I don't know for sure, but you know the end of credits scenes.
Yeah.
That all the Marvel movies have.
The little teasers.
Is that
the
there's going to be something related to that?
When does that
movie
come out? The Infinity Wars.
Like late next year, 2018.
Oh, so they're probably already filming.
They are filming it already.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen clips. I've seen clips of like Spider-Man and Iron Man and Black Panther and Chris Pratt, actually, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, behind the scenes.
I wonder if they're just waiting to contact my agent for the right part for that movie.
Probably. They're reaching out.
Okay.
You know, they might write something for you.
God,
they do that a lot.
I hope it's like a bus
with
driver.
People of your stature.
Probably like a bus driver or like a prisoner. That's what I get a lot.
Bus driver's a prisoner.
Yeah. Trash.
Teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Typecast. I think it looks really good. I'm excited to see it. I like Chris Pratt. I'm okay. I'm on the fence about Zoe Saldana.
She's good in the role.
She's okay.
She does every sci-fi girl
role. I was
going to
say, I just feel like all of a sudden she became the sci-fi it girl. And I'm like, you cannot have all the sci-fi roles share with everybody.
She does a good job. And Spider-Man is great too.
He's my least favorite.
Okay.
Spider-Man is my least favorite of all of the superheroes.
Why?
I feel like they just keep making that movie over and over again.
They do.
Stop it. How many Spider-Mans do we need? Well, there's been like five.
Well, the next Spider-Man, they're gonna like forego with the origin story. You're like, we don't need to see
that he got bit
Peter Parker
get
bit by a spider again. You know, we don't need to see that. He's already already the Spider-Man. He's already met the Avengers. That's all happened already. So it's just going to continue his life.
I really, really hope they play that hero song.
Which one? The
and
Tina Turner?
They say that a hero of something.
Oh, God. Like something. Nickelback? Is that who that is?
Yeah. Is that who it was? With Nickelback?
I think so.
Remember? Because that's when that song became so popular, was that first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie. And it's him like flying through the city and like kissing Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Hero. I don't know the words. Something about hero.
Can Tina Turner do a hero song? We need a hero.
We don't need another hero. That's from Mad Max.
That's what we need.
I think that's from Mad Max.
Yeah, I think so too.
Really quickly, as a tangent to some of the Marvel movies we'll talk about, I want to talk about Logan.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like...
So good.
That was so good. I was not expecting that movie to be that great.
Incredibly violent and bloody, but also just top-notch.
Hugh Jackman is an incredible actor.
Yeah, he's great.
Like,
he's great.
I've always known he's a great actor. I mean, he was fantastic in Les Mis. I mean, he's been wonderful in everything I've ever seen him in. But this, if this man does not get nominated for an Academy Award for this performance, I am going to be real mad.
Well, I doubt he will. For some reason, I just
Why?
Doubt. I don't know. I doubt he will. It seems like a performance that would be forgotten. That they would ignore.
I could not imagine.
Undeservedly so. Granted, it was a great performance, but I don't know. I'd be surprised if he did.
I kind of want to start like some online petition with, you know,
because those work all the time.
Those work a lot. I know. Yeah, everything that's going on in the world. My online petition would be to make sure Hugh Jackman gets nominated.
Yep.
I mean, just the whole movie in general should be nominated. Patrick Stewart, who was in that, was incredible.
He was great.
If you guys have not seen Logan, I don't know if you're a fan of like violent dramas, but if you are.
Superhero drama.
Superhero dramas. This is a good one.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Okay. So, are we going to see any of the X-Men in any of the Infinity Wars?
No.
Why?
Because they're not held by Marvel. They're still Fox.
Oh,
they're still 20th Century Fox. They're not Marvel Studios.
Oh, so because that's so interesting that parts of the Marvel Universe are owned by different movie studios.
Well, that's why it was such a big deal to get Spider-Man in Civil War, because Spider-Man was originally held by Fox.
I thought it was Sony.
Or Sony. He might have been held by Sony. Yeah. But Sony released him over to be in these movies now. And so that was a big coup for the Marvel Studios to get Spider-Man.
They had to pay a lot of money for
that. Probably, yeah. But these monies are just garbage trucks full of money anyway.
I know.
These movies are garbage trucks full of money.
How much does yours make? $300 billion. How much does yours make? $900 billion.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But no, so that's why...
I can't pay my rent, but...
that's why you won't see the X-Men or the Fantastic Four, which are all Marvel characters.
I always wondered why those were like one-off type movies and we never saw those characters in any of the others' universes. But you can't... Do you see them in the animated versions?
In the comic books, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, or not comic books, the animated, like the TV shows. I know you watch a lot of cartoons.
Yeah, I do. In my 40s,
my
I watch
grown
cartoons.
Ass husband.
No, but I like them. They're fun. Yeah, you do sometimes.
Okay. What is next for Marvel in terms of the rest of the year? They have.
I don't know it like by heart. I don't know the slate by heart.
Well, I can look, yeah.
But I know they've got Thor Ragnarok coming up. They got Avengers Infinity War. They've got another Guardians of the Galaxy down the road. They've also have Black Panther solo movie coming up.
Oh, yeah, Black Panther is going to be good. That guy was great.
They've also got another Spider-Man movie coming up. They've got so much.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming is coming out later this year. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Thor, Ragnarok.
Rangork.
It's coming out.
Rangork.
Avengers Infinity Part 2 is not coming out until May 3rd of 2019. So
Infinity Part 2?
Oh, Infinity Part 2. Oh, well, then I don't know when Infinity 1 is.
Infinity 1 is...
May of 2018, May 4th. So anniversary date.
For the last, 8 years, Marvel movies have come out on our anniversary. On or around our anniversary.
And that's been what we've done.
Pretty much.
So romantic.
Love.
Last year, even when we were in Napa, we went to see...
What did we see?
Civil War?
Might have been. Yeah, it was. No.
Are you sure?
We saw something. I can't remember what it was.
Was it Iron Man 3?
Could have been Ultron.
No.
No, it was Civil War.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it was Civil War.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you question me in that manner. So yeah, that's so there's going to be like two or three a year.
They've got a slate that's
crazy.
By the time this third phase, they're calling it in phases. Mm-hmm. By the time phase three ends, they'll have 22 movies under their belts or something like that, starting with Iron Man in 2008 all the way through.
And now we talked about this, and you wrote a lovely piece on motherhoodinhollywood.com about the Marvel timeline and universe versus the DC timeline and universe. Now, you're a DC fan.
Always have been.
A DC guy. The Justice League, Batman, Superman.
They're my jam.
Wonder Lady. They're your jam.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Lady is what you call me.
Wonder Skirt.
But for some reason, it seems like DC can't get it together. Like, their movies are so dark and so heavy, and they don't really seem to rally the the crowd.
The emotion.
Well, I mean, they get a lot of traction from the crowds. I mean, they make a lot of money at the box office, but it doesn't seem to have that cohesiveness that the Marvel movies have.
Because they're rushed. You know, I mentioned this in the article. They're a bit rushed. Avengers came out, and DC still hadn't formed a Justice League movie, so they had to kind of rush something to kind of throw something together. So they started kind of just bookending. They shoehorned Wonder Woman into the Batman versus Superman movie, you know, to try to get the whole Justice League, you know, thing. But they're so grounded in reality, and you're right, so dark and somewhat morose and just not fun. They take themselves a bit too seriously, I think.
But don't you think that's how that director...
Christopher Nolan?
That's how he set up that world, and they're kind of pinging off of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think
because he definitely took a much darker look at Batman.
Sure, and did a great job. I love those movies. And I don't necessarily mind that tone so much. I think it might have been wrong for Superman to be as dark as it was.
Superman is a bummer in these movies.
Well, he's just a...
A gorgeous bummer.
He is dreamy. He is a dreamy man.
Henry Cavill is a beautiful man.
No, he's just dark and brooding and stuff like that. And I think that's kind of the wrong tone for him. But it was a choice. And so, fine.
Do you think they have to stick with that now? Or do you think they can switch it up?
I think they can try to switch it up. I think them including Flash in the Justice League movie for a little comic relief, as we've already seen from the trailer, a little lighter, still grounded in darkness somewhat, but I think it's a little bit lighter, and hopefully some of the chemistry in that cast will allow some of the lightness to come through.
Yeah, we saw the trailer. We went and saw Fast 8, The Fate of the Hate.
The Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Fun, silly movie.
Yeah.
And then they showed a trailer for the Justice League movie beforehand. And I look at Chris, I'm like, what do you think? And he's like, nah.
I didn't like the trailer.
And this is from a guy who's a fan of that universe, of the Justice League.
I'm a fan. I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I do like him.
I don't mind him.
I think Wonder Woman looks cool.
Yeah.
I think her movie actually might be pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Jason Momoa as Aquaman looks pretty cool.
Looks pretty badass.
I don't think The Flash and Cyborg look that great.
No.
They look a little goofy to me. A little too...
Cheesy?
Yeah, a bit.
Like we're going to put them in for comic relief?
Not comic relief necessarily, but they just... their costumes don't look right and, you know...
Isn't that interesting from a nerd perspective of how the costumes make that much of a difference? Because to me...
Kind of does.
It doesn't matter.
Well, like, the TV version of The Flash nails the costume.
Yeah.
It's like, yep, that's Flash.
The TV version is great. Mm-hmm. Which we could spend a whole other episode talking about the TV Marvel universe.
That's the problem I had writing DC your article universe. Is because I could have gone on forever. I could have gone on so many more pages.
You said something that made me think about that. Guys and like nerds notice stuff like the costume. Like, Ryan Reynolds was in that movie where he was Green Lantern.
Yes.
And everyone flipped out about his CG costume. It didn't bother me. I was like, whatever.
The costume didn't bother me at all either.
I think that that's just nerd and nerd preference, and you're not going to be able to appease everybody.
No.
You know?
No. You have to find some middle ground. I mean, I didn't mind the Green Lantern costume. The movie itself was terrible.
I imagine as a director and like the producers of the film, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders because you want to make your artistic vision.
Yep.
But you also want to appease fans who will... tear you to shreds and possibly like scorch your name for all eternity if you don't do their characters justice.
You got to please the fan base.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, the fans will appreciate any artistic liberty that's taken on their characters mm-hmm. within reason.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, Wonder Woman's costume isn't as bright and cheery as, like, maybe the 70s version of Wonder Woman that people have come to expect. It's a little dark, it's a little muted on the color scheme, but it still looks pretty cool. Flash, on the other hand, his costume looks more like a suit of armor. And I don't think that's right.
Yeah, because he needs to be in a flexible suit.
I think so.
Flexible running suit.
Sure.
Well, I think James Gunn did an amazing job with the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, fantastic.
So I expect more of the same in the second one, but I'm kind of curious to see if they're going to be able to elevate it in any way or surprise us in any way.
Everything I've heard is that, they kind of nailed it. They kind of nailed it again. I think the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie is one of the best Marvel movies. It was the most fun. It's infinitely rewatchable. Whenever I see it on TV, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch that part of it. And I think this movie seems very much the same way.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see it, but I'm mostly excited to see it with you.
Me too.
On our date night.
Yeah.
We're going to have it a little earlier before our anniversary, and I promise you in the next week we'll figure out what we're going to do for our anniversary.
Okay.
I'll figure something out.
It'll be great no matter what.
It will be. All right. So I'm going to end on that note today, and then maybe Chris and I will go make out for a little while. What? Where's the baby?
Where is the baby?
Who has got the child?
I have not seen her in at least an hour.
An hour. All right, everybody. Chris, thank you for being on my podcast.
Of course.
I love you.
That's what I'm here to do. I love you too.
All right. you guys, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at motherhoodinhollywood.com and Facebook as well. And on Twitter at MIH Podcast or Heather Brooker. And go to motherhoodinhollywood.com to find out what I'm writing about, what I'm doing these days, and any movie or TV reviews that I have coming up. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.